Welcome back, dear friends. This is Flavors and Knowledge. I'm Chef Walter. Within our podcast, we offer a brief segment, almost like Brain Food Cast, little bites of knowledge, and we'll call it News You Can Eat. Today, we'll talk about mirrorless almonds. And if you're a fan of mirror mysteries or television medical dramas, you may have noticed that medical practitioners check the victim's breath for the scent of bitter almonds when cyanide poisoning is suspected. Unlike sweet almonds, bitter almonds, which are not available on the American markets, contain a glucoside called amygdalin. In the presence of certain enzymes, amygdalin breaks down into glucose, which is named benzaldehyde and cyanide, and that is why bitter almonds are banned. But I don't want to confuse you with chemistry terminology in this brief podcast. Bitter almonds' poisonous potential was well known to the ancients, who used the nuts both as a poison and as a dubious medicinal practice. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has found the level of cyanide too toxic to allow bitter almonds into the country. Yet in countries such as Italy, bitter almonds and bitter almond oils are used in several desserts, including amaretti di Saronno, almond cordials, and marzipan confections. Bitter almonds find happiness when coated with thick sugar compound in confetti, the lovely candy-like confection often used for celebratory events such as baptism and matrimony. Of course, bitter almonds may also be used in savory dishes with the necessary percentage and caution. And while no one has died from eating too many amaretti, experts encourage almond lovers to exercise caution when feasting on products that contain bitter almonds. And that does it for this episode on mirrorless almond. I hope it was to your liking. Tune in for another informative podcast on flavors and knowledge the next time. Follow us on our YouTube channel on the Chef Walter's Cooking School. And subscribe, of course, to this podcast on your preferred platform. Hey, we'll chat with you soon. Stay safe and be well. Ciao, ciao.